This April marks some of the holiest religious days of the year, Passover, Easter, and Ramadan. NHPR's Daniela Ali talked with people in the faith community about how this year's holy days will be different because of COVID-19 and ways they're still trying to stay in community even when they can't come together.
For the past few weeks, Rabbi Mark Melamed has been practicing the traditional four questions that are asked during the first night of Passover with his 10-year-old son. Passover started on Wednesday, and in normal times, Melamed would invite friends and family to his home to take part in a big ceremonial meal, or Seder. And he likes to have some fun with it. One year, he used green silly string to symbolize the plague of frogs, and another year,
I decided to bring home 100 or so pounds of sand and transform our living room into literally the desert where the story took place.
The story, of course, Moses leading the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt to freedom. But this year's Passover has been different. Melamed didn't invite any friends or family to his Seder. It was just him, his wife, and two children. Across the country and in New Hampshire, COVID-19 has upended the rhythms of faith communities. People can no longer gather in groups together to worship and pray or share meals.
It's really been a big existential cloud. I mean, to be honest with you, every day, you know, literally, are we going to make it? Thinking about our own family, thinking about other people.
Rabbi Melamed's been writing a weekly letter to his congregation to provide some encouragement. He calls it Torah for Turbulent Times. And he's been using Zoom for services. Last night, he used it to celebrate a community Seder.
It's really powerful to see when you haven't seen people for a while, whether they're brand new and just logging in or they're people you see every week. It's really powerful to look into the eyes of those people who are part of the community through Zoom.
Someone sent me a text that this is the Lentiest Lent I've ever Lented. You know, like, this is a wild Lent. We're giving up everything.
That's Reverend Jamie Hamilton. She leads All Saints Episcopal Church in Peterborough. Last night, she tuned into a Thursday night service on Zoom, put on by the state's bishop along with other people from around the state.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
But not everyone in her congregation can tune in to church on Zoom. Either the internet is just not good enough where they live, or some don't have a computer.
We started right off the bat with creating a telephone tree.
For the past few weeks, Hamilton and 20 other parishioners have been calling about 10 or 15 people on a weekly basis. Sometimes those are long conversations.
Other times it might be just a 5-minute check-in. Thanks for calling. It means a lot to me that you reached out. I'm fine. My family's fine. My prayers are with you. Something short and sweet, but yet a connection.
Many churches pull out all the stops for Easter. There are community Easter breakfasts, flowers fill sanctuaries, choirs hit harmonies, and it's usually a joyous time. But Reverend Hamilton says a lot of people are finding it hard to feel joyful right now. And for that, she has some advice.
And hand over then your anguish, your pain, your fear, your grief as a gift. That's God receives those as gifts because you're being honest and vulnerable. Those are gifts. Let God hold those in God's holy hands.
In the past few weeks, Shiraz Rashid has found hope and comfort in one particular verse from the Quran,
where he says, indeed, in the remembrance of Allah or in the remembrance of God do the hearts find rest.
Rashid, who's on the board of the Islamic Society of New Hampshire, says that with the loss of community and no longer gathering together for traditional Friday prayers, he's also noticed over the last few weeks a feeling that's growing in his conversations with friends and family. Gratitude.
You know, I appreciate my mosque, I appreciate my community, and I appreciate my faith more.
Right now, Rashid and the rest of the Islamic Society board are planning for Ramadan, a month of fasting which starts on April 24th. In normal times at the Manchester Mosque, 200 people gather almost every night to pray together and then break the fast.
Everyone's handing out cups of water to each other. Everyone's giving stuff to each other. Everyone breaks their fast. Everyone has their thirst quenched, and then they go for the evening prayer afterwards. And those picturesque moments when you take a picture or you take a video, that's something you cannot replace anywhere.
Rashid says for some in the community, breaking fast at the mosque is the daily meal they get during Ramadan. So he's thinking of ways to meet their needs over the next several weeks.
We are also looking to provide perhaps a fund to help needy families during the time of Ramadan, because sometimes there are families that may not be well off that only look on Ramadan to break their fast every day at the mosque because they get food.
Rashid says he'll be celebrating Ramadan at home with his family, but he'll miss hearing the verses from the first chapter of the Quran being said at the mosque. Rashid, like many people of faith, is looking forward to a time when he can pray in person with his community again.
When this is all said and done, because that feeling of congregation, that feeling of being together, I think that would be great.
For now, he says he can be at home with his faith to steady him through these uncertain times. Daniela Ali, NHPR News.